This is Ozarks at Large. Tomorrow night, the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas, SONA, will present its annual Christmas concert at Walton Arts Center on Dixon Street in Fayetteville. Yesterday, Paul Haas, the conductor of SONA, came by KUAF, and while he was here, he described his process for putting together the Christmas program.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, there's a repertoire that's out there that, of course, everyone expects to hear in a holiday concert, and we're going to play a lot of that. And that's it goes back to, as an adult, you get to Christmas, and when you think about it, Christmas really is a time where you get to be and think like a kid again. You know, you get back to the magic of discovery, of everything that the Christmas season entails. And so this sort of feeling is what I'm going for in the concert, where it's a time for everyone to come together. The entire community comes together, and we've got groups coming in from both Benton and Washington counties. We have guest solo vocalists coming in from different parts of Northwest Arkansas. We of course have the SONA singers, and it's just it's an amazing sort of mix of everything that's going to be it's going to be wonderful. And as I'm putting it together, I'm thinking, okay, what are the kind of popsy pieces that people want to hear? Kind of like the sleigh ride, mm-hmm. and the Christmas song, chestnuts roasting on an open fire, all that kind of stuff. But then also the more traditional things like Hallelujah Chorus from the Messiah, and Nutcracker, pieces from the Nutcracker Suite. All these, there are different kinds of, both pops and classical. You've got sacred and secular. I mean, of course, Christmas is all about the birth of Christ too, and so there's that whole the whole part of it. We want to make sure that we're touching on absolutely everything to make it, a whole world within a concert.
It's interesting because this is the one time when you can pull from everywhere. It's the one subject that has had music written more than 1,000 years ago and a decade ago.
Oh, absolutely. And across genres.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No, it's a lot of fun. We'll have some jazzy stuff in there. We'll have some more pop, some more classical stuff. As I was saying, it's everything. So it's going to be fun. And of course, you've got different instrumentations. We'll have something as simple as a guest vocalist accompanying himself on a guitar, and we'll have choruses singing by themselves and accompanied by the orchestra. So it's just, you've got all these different instrumentations to work with too. It's just, let's just call it richness.
I think of the old days when they'd put the red bill that would say sold out on front of a marquee. You could do that. If the Walton Arts Center had such a thing, this is sold out.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, last year we sold out 2 days in advance. This year we sold out almost a week in advance. Next year you're going to have to buy your tickets in August or something if you want a ticket to this. No, it's we like to think of it as a tradition. And it's, in our second year, I think we're proving that it is. I mean, people really want to come to this thing.
I mean, that is a high compliment. To sell out is a high compliment.
Well, absolutely. No one's more ecstatic than I am. I mean, it's a rousing vote of endorsement for our programming. And, that's what we're all about. We're about putting amazing music in front of people, music that speaks to the heart, that speaks to the soul, that makes the world a better place. And people are voting by buying their tickets. It's just wonderful.
So if you don't have a ticket yet this year, you can always, of course, call, because sometimes tickets come up at the end. But lesson learned for the 2013 concert, I think tickets go on sale in September.
Yeah, at the latest in September.
Yeah. Of course, this is the end of the calendar year, but it's not the end of the symphony season. There's a lot to go now.
Absolutely. We have three more concerts this season. First is in January, And that one will be just some incredible music. Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto Number 1. We've got this world-class soloist, Chinyeon Hu, who actually injured herself right before she was supposed to play for us last year.
That's right.
So she's graciously agreed to come down again. And we put it in the contract. She's not allowed to injure herself. Just kidding. But no, just really looking forward to working with her. And then, of course, Prokofiev Symphony Number 5, which is this incredible, lush, powerful, both beautiful and tragic, dangerous at times. Just this magnificent piece. Of course, then we have Masterworks 3,
right.
our next concert in March, and that's Verdi's Requiem, which...
That should sell out.
Yeah, you don't have to say anything about that. It's just magnificent. We're going to have trouble fitting everyone on stage. It's kind of like Christmas concert that way. But just choirs from here, there, and everywhere. Four guest solo vocalists coming in. Just phenomenal singers. Of course, you've got the orchestra. It's going to be an event. Then, as if that weren't enough, we have the John Williams tribute concert.
That's right.
In May. And everyone knows John Williams, even if they don't know they know John Williams. I mean, you think of any great film score out there, and he wrote it. Psycho being the notable exception.
Right. Bernard Herrmann.
Right, exactly. No, but I mean, Star Wars, Harry Potter, Close Encounters of the Third Kind,
Jurassic Park,
E.T., Jaws,
yeah.
I mean, Indiana Jones.
Right.
Seriously, anything, he did it. Schindler's List. I mean, if you love that kind of music, and I think almost everybody does, buy your tickets now, because that is easily going to sell out. We're very excited about that one. And, of course, it's going to put the orchestra through its paces.
All right. And all of those tickets available through Walton Arts Center.
Absolutely.
Paul Haas is the conductor of the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas. Sona's annual Christmas concert is tomorrow night at Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville.